Greetings. That's right. Welcome to The Good Stuff. Your hosts, Mike and Kim. Season's greetings from the North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of a new year, and the enduring heritage of the West.
And the holiday season is a special time for connection and cheer. And Lynn and Rick Shipp of Shippey Realty and Auction in Winter hope that you and your loved ones enjoy the gifts of love, peace, and happiness this Christmas. Merry Christmas and happy holidays from Lynn and Rick and staff. And don't forget Tri-State Livestock News, wishing everyone a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Discover the pulse of agriculture. Go to tsln.com. It's Tri-State Livestock News. It's not too late to get a new subscription out there for 2026. So
that's right.
Throw that
great
into the stocking
stuffer.
Yeah. What do you got today?
I have Rudolph's Night Off. This is from Baxter Black back in 1997. You know, the old days.
Back before the turn of the century.
'Twas the night before Christmas, and Rudolph was lame. The vet from the North Pole said, foot rot's to blame. I'll give him some sulfa. It's the best I can do. But stall rest is needed the next week or two. Great Scott, cried old Santy. He turned with a jerk. I won't get through pier if my headlight don't work. On Interstate 40, I'll surely get fined and lost in Montana if I'm flying blind. No cop in his right mind would give any clout to a geezer who claimed that his reindeer went out. He gathered the others. Old Donner and Blitzen, were any among them, those nose was Transmitzen. They grunted and strained and sure made a mess, but no noses glowed brightly or ears luminesced. It's bad luck in bunches, cried Santa, depressed. We'll fly Continental, the Red Eye Express. I'll just check the schedule. He put on his glasses when up stepped old Billy, the goat from Lampasas. He shivered and shook like a mouse on the ark, but his horn was a beacon. They glowed in the dark. Santa went crazy. He asked why. With a smile, I just ate a watch with a radium dial. Where I come from in Texas, we don't have thick hide, so my skin is so thin, it shines through from inside. If that's true, then let's feed him, cried Sandy with glee. Gather everything burning and bring it to me. So Billy ate flash bulbs and solar collectors, electric eels and road sign reflectors, firecracker sparklers, a lady chic shaver, and lifesavers, all of them wintergreen flavor, jelly from phosphorus fish, day-glow pizza in a glittering dish, fireflies and candles and stuff that ignites, then had him a big bowl of northern lights. He danced on the rug and petted the cat, and after he'd finished and done all of that, to store up the static electricity better, we forced him to eat two balloons and a sweater. Then he opened his mouth, light fell on the floor, like a fridge light comes on when you open the door. His Halloween smile couldn't be better drawn. When he burped accidentally, his high beams kicked on. Hitch him up, cried old Santy, and they went on their way. I remember that Christmas to this very day. The sky was ablaze with the stars shining bright. They were shooting and falling all through the night. And I realized now, though my fingers are crossed, what I really was seeing was old Billy's exhaust.
That is good. I don't remember hearing that.
That's called Rudolph's Night Off from Baxter Black.
Nothing better than a little Baxter Black. I'll follow that up with the song Here Comes Santa Claus, written by Gene Autry in 1947. That was inspired by the excitement of the Santa Claus Parade, which was held in Los Angeles. The song captures the magical moment of Santa's arrival and has been spreading holiday cheer every since. And do you remember the song? This is a more recent one. Do They Know It's Christmas? Well, that has also played a role in charity and social causes. That song brought together some of the biggest British and Irish musicians as Band-Aid to raise awareness and funds for famine relief in Ethiopia. The landmark charity single showed how Christmas music can unite people and make a real world impact. So those are some of the stories about Christmas tunes. We've covered some of those here throughout the season, and we hope that you're getting a chance on your local radio station, I'm sure, to play some of those every once in a while.
That's right. Hey, we want to send out season's greetings from North Dakota Cowboy Hall of Fame in Medora. Enjoy the warmth of Christmas, the promise of the new year, and the enduring heritage of the West.
And don't forget, the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to spend some time here in North Central Nebraska. Go to visitvalentine.com and check out a lot of things to do here from January through December in Valentine, Nebraska area and Cherry County. And that's the good stuff.